إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Translation: Verily, those who believe, and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, that is Sabaeen, whoever believes in Allah and the Last Day and does righteous good deeds shall have the reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. The next topic is faith and doing righteous deeds equals salvation in all times. After Allah described the condition and punishment of those who defy His commands, fall into His prohibitions and transgress set limits by committing prohibited acts, He stated that the earlier nations who were righteous and obedient received the rewards for their good deeds. This shall be the case until the day of judgment. Therefore, whoever follows the unlettered messenger and prophet shall acquire eternal happiness and shall neither fear from what will happen in the future, nor become sad for what has been lost in the past. Similarly, Allah said, "No doubt, verily, the awliya of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve." Chapter 10, verse 62, Al-Quran. The angels will proclaim to the dying believers as mentioned, "Verily, those who say, 'Our Lord is Allah alone,' and then they stand firm, on them the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, 'Fear not, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of paradise, which you have been promised.'" Chapter 41, verse 30, Al-Quran. The next topic is the meaning of mu'min, or believer. Ali bin Abi Talha narrated from Ibn Abbas about, "Verily, those who believe, and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah and the Last Day." Meaning that Allah revealed the following ayah afterwards, "And whoever seeks religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter, he will be one of the losers." Chapter 3, verse 85, Al-Quran. This statement by Ibn Abbas indicates that Allah does not accept any deed or work from anyone, unless it confirms to the law of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is, after Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before that, every person who followed the guidance of his own prophet was on the correct path, following the correct guidance, and was saved. The next topic is why the Jews were called Yahud. The Jews are the followers of Prophet Musa, who used to refer to the Torah for judgment. Yahud is a word that means repenting, just as Musa said, "Certainly we have hudna to you," meaning we repent to you. This indicates that they were first called Yahud because they repented and because they were kind to each other. It was also said that they were called Yahud in reference to Yahuda, that is Judah, the eldest son of Prophet Yaqub. Abu Amr bin Al-Ala said that they were called Yahud because they swayed when they read the Torah. The next topic is why the Christians were called Nasara. When Isa was sent, the children of Israel were required to follow and obey him. The followers of Isa and his companions are called An-Nasara because they gave aid and support to each other. They are also called Ansar, that is helpers. As Isa said, "Who will be my helpers in Allah's cause?" Al-Hawariyun said, "We are the helpers of Allah." Chapter 61, verse 14, Al-Quran. It was said that they were called Nasara because they inhabited a land called An-Nasira, that is Nazareth. As Qatada, Ibn Jurayj, and Ibn Abbas were reported to have said, "Allah knows best." Nasara is certainly plural of Nasran. When Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last and final prophet and messenger to all of the children of Adam, mankind was required to believe in him, obey him, and refrain from what he prohibited them. Those who do this are true believers. This ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called mu'mineen, that is believers, because of the depth of their faith and certainty, and because they believe in all of the previous prophets and matters of the unseen. The next topic is the Sabi'un or Sabians. There is a difference of opinion over the identity of the Sabians. Sufyan al-Thawri said that Layth bin Abu Sulaym said that Mujahid said that the Sabians are between the Majus, the Jews, and the Christians. They do not have a specific religion. Similar is reported from Ibn Abi Najih. Similar statements were attributed to Atha and Sa'id bin Jubair. They, that is others, say that the Sabians are a sect among the people of the book who used to read the Zabur, that is Psalms. Others say they are a people who worship the angels or the stars. It appears the closest opinion to the truth, and Allah knows best, is Mujahid's statement and those who agree with him like Wahab bin Munabbih, that the Sabians are neither Jews nor Christians, nor Majus nor polytheists. Rather, they did not have a specific religion that they followed and enforced, because they remained living according to their fitrah, that is instinctual nature. This is why the idolaters used to call whoever embraced Islam as Sabi, meaning that he abandoned all religions that existed on the earth. Some scholars stated that the Sabians are those who never received a message by any prophet, and Allah knows best.